The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Are we turned up there, buddy? Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Friday, TGIF. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning, everybody. It's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a mostly sunny day. Gosh, I'll tell you what, I love when the skies are partly cloudy. I think it just makes for a beautiful sky. And yesterday was just amazing. I found myself catching the clouds and driving right when the sun was starting to set through the clouds. It was just absolutely a beautiful day. We're going to have another one of those today, mostly sunny, with our highs of 83, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 61. Now, Saturday calls for 94, Sunday calls for about 100. So, you know, you may not want to do your trade out for your turtlenecks yet. Monday calls for 99, Tuesday's a 98, sunny and hot. Wednesday calls for 92, and Thursday with an 89. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather here on KTNR 1460, our weather sponsor is Shasta Gas Propane. They are locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And Carl, isn't this our favorite Friday morning?
Always Friday mornings at this time because we have Haven Humane here.
Yay!
Good morning!
Good morning,
okay,
everybody.
We have a Kiki.
We do. I decided, you know, I've been bringing dogs a lot. I decided I'd switch it up with a cute little Kiki because our little cattery at Haven is getting full of cute little kitties. It's the end of kitten season.
Mm.
So it's going to be the last little shebang of kittens.
Now, what would this look of a cat kitten bee?
Well, it's just considered a domestic short hair, which is a wide variety of cats that come in all kinds of colors. So
the orange stripes and the orange looking cat doesn't have a name, kind of?
No, just orange. Well, this one doesn't. It's Cheeto.
Oh,
okay. Now Cheeto is kind of a blondish, orangey cat, and she's just a cutie. She's just laying there in your arm.
Well, actually, it's a he.
Well, okay, whatever. Right. At this point, they don't know.
Actually, so. a lot of people don't know most orange cats are male.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that's
how, like, females are how females are real calico.
Yeah. Well, we just learned something here. Did you know that, Jared?
There are female orange cats, just not nearly as often as there are male orange cats. So if you see an orange cat, chances are it's probably
male. So that's why they always look at the orange cat, the big guy, and say, oh, that's the Tom.
Rhubarb.
Right?
Rhubarb. Was it Rhubarb the name
look
of that?
Look how cute he is. Anyway. Okay.
So Cheeto had a brother with him in his same little kennel. So he had a friend for a little while, his brother Dorito. And unfortunately, I mean, no, not unfortunately. Unfortunately for him, Dorito got adopted. So he's been lonely, and now he's really looking for his forever home.
Well, I tell you what, it is just a cutie of a kitty.
He is. He's actually really calm and soft.
Oh, he is.
And, you know, he's the typical little kitty. He likes toys and he likes to be held.
Oh. Well, tell us what's happening with Haven Humane. It's the hours again, and it's always nice. We love. Oh, we have Bark and Wine coming up.
Yep, a week from tomorrow.
Yes, I have friends at the doggy park that must say we're buying a table. They better hurry up.
They better hurry up. Yep.
It gets sold out.
Yeah. They need to go to havenhumane.org. You can purchase tickets that way, or you can call 241-5262.
Okay.
So it's a different number than the actual shelter, but that's the number you're going to call to get tickets.
I bet if you reach any number, though, at Haven Humane, they'll get you to the ticket number.
Oh, yeah. They will. Quick, fast, in a hurry, because we're trying to get those seats filled up.
They can come down today and pick up Cheeto.
They can, and he's so cute. And not only do we have Cheeto, but we have a bunch of amazing little kitties back there, all different colors. And, you know, we've got boys and girls and all kinds of fun stuff.
We were thinking about taking six of them and making a starter pack for a cat woman. and give it to our friend Karen.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah. She's only
It'd be
got
a great starter pack.
But anyway, thank you so much. And again, Haven Humane, you guys do wonderful things. You always bring in a pet of the week. And today we have Frito.
Nope, Cheeto.
Cheeto. Frito was the brother.
No.
Doritos. I'm sorry.
If there's more than three of them, there's probably a... They were a litter. So there's probably a Frito in there.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
It's kind of a Frito color.
Yeah,
really.
We have Huey, Dewey, and Louie right now as well that are all siblings.
Oh,
so,
cute.
Yeah, we have
well, if you go in just to ask about the potato chip cat that was on the air this morning, and I'll go, okay, the orange one, the orange boy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you guys for so having
much.
Me, as always. And I enjoy it.
Let's cute. Get her, let's get him adopted today.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay. Always our pet of the week moment here on Friday morning. Now, Carl, I know we like to cover the headlines, and I know we're going to do a lot of things that are happening this week, and we're going to be doing, you know, brought to you bys and what's coming up. Stephen Hawking, who I just have always found this he's one of the most fantastic minds that the world has ever seen, renowned scientist. He is more convinced than ever that humans are not the only intelligent life from the universe.
I'm not sure that they're intelligent life.
He details his quest to find alien life and takes viewers on a tour of his favorite places in the universe in a newly released 25-minute film from a Curiosity Stream, an online video demand platform. So in the caption that just said, if aliens call, we should be wary of answering.
What? We should be wary?
Wary of answering.
Because they're probably wondering about who we are.
He said one day we might receive a signal back from planet like Gliese, or Gliese, G-L-I-E-S-E, 832C. We should be wary of answering back. Meeting an advanced civilization could be like Native Americans encountering Columbus.
And we're the Native Americans.
Yeah, and that didn't turn out so well.
You know what? We should have a much stronger immigration policy than the Native Americans did back in 1492.
I just thought I had to tell you. You know, it's always interesting when these headlines pop up and everything.
You can't. You know what? I guess people could say we're the only life, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not. My ego isn't that strong. I can't help to think that there's life.
Absolutely.
There's other solar systems, other planets. I mean, it's very possible that they are.
I mean, United States are only, what, 200 and some years old? Think about that. But we have thousands. We do have, we're finding out now, as we realized also from new DNA research on some of the older, our items that we've covered in the past, that we do have dinosaurs are dating back thousands of years prior to what they thought. So that just goes even to a deeper age than what we ever considered that we had here on the planet.
Yeah. Jared, good morning, everybody. We didn't say hello to you.
Good morning.
Have you read the news this morning, didn't you? Page news? Did you get a chance to look at it yet? Three massage parlors right here in Reading.
Yeah, I heard that on the news earlier. I guess one was across the street from a school.
Yeah, right across the street from a school, there's a massage parlor, and they went in there on a sting. Three massage parlors, three arrests on prostitution, one for each one. Now, this is the part that's the interesting part. If you look at who they arrested for prostitution, the ages were like 47, 56, and I'm thinking to myself, 47, 56? But then there's still 47-year-olds and 56-year-olds that are really hot. But that just seems a little old to be, you know. I kind of thought you'd be, you know, getting like 20-year-olds or something like that. And anyway, but here's the point. They were talking about the problem with the massage parlors here before, and that how it was a front for prostitution, and people were saying that, okay, so what are you going to do about it? Well, Rob Paletti did something about it. They went in and they went after him. So it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, because there's dozens of massage parlors right here in Reading.
Absolutely, and there's been a few that have popped up in places that used to be older, thriving restaurants and businesses. And I'm just, what? Okay.
Strange,
interesting.
Huh? We've got to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. And my sleep number setting is 60.
My sleep number setting is 40.
And this is the best part about a sleep number bed, besides the fact that you sleep so well, because it's dual air, and you can each have your own setting on the bed. Linda's is less formed than mine is. And but the point being is that you don't have to settle. You can have the one that you want. And right now, with the Sleep IQ technology and the way that the fall is and it's starting to cool off, there is no reason that you should not get a Sleep Number bed. It, in fact, according to research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. So how do you get a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology? You head down to the Target Shopping Center. You go over see Brian Janis or any of the professionals down there, and you want one of their Queen Sleep Number mattresses with the Sleep IQ technology. Starts at only $1,099.98. You know, when you think about it, this bed was going to last you for years. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports.
Made in the USA.
Made in the USA. You're not going to get a better bed anywhere than Sleep Number. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. We've got a big show list today.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Friday.
There are so many things
going
on.
The 23rd. Now, I want to remind you all, Sunday is the last day for the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble for the summer season of Jazz on the Veranda.
That's
at U202. We go from 11 to 2. Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. It's going to be a beautiful day, even though the temperature says it's going to be 100. It's not, you know what it feels like out on the beautiful veranda with the breeze from the river. It's great. So come on down from 11 to 2 to The View and come join me as we're going to be doing a couple songs from our new CD. And, of course, coming up in October is the CD release.
Okay. and it's going to be a great time for Sunday. So get there and have a great brunch, too. Hey, the North State Symphony is on Sunday at 2 p.m. is going to have their Rumba to Ravel performance. And Olga Kopilova, who was just on yesterday on the show, principal pianist for the San
wow.
Paolo's Symphonic Orchestra, is going to be the guest artist. Let me tell you, if when you listen to her and talk to her, she is such a breath of fresh air. When you come, you think of classical piano as being, you know,
stuffy.
Well, she's not stuffy at all. She's got relatives here in Reading. That's how she's got
oh,
up
that's
here.
Wonderful.
She's got a mother here and a sister
that's
that
great.
Are here. And she loves Reading, and she loves visiting here. And so she has become friends with Patrick Karch up there at the Reading School of the Arts, and she has kind of like become their, you know, the pen pals there. That's
right.
Going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. You can go to have brunch. You can go to have brunch at the View and then drop on over and listen to the symphony. Paisano Days is back Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st. Is going to be down at Tiger Field or in the park down there at South City Park. It's going to be Friday night and Saturday. It's going to be a great time. So just go on down there. Have a wonderful time. Play bocce ball
mm-hmm.
on that. On the 30th of September, you've got, of course, the 30th anniversary of Classic Cafe. And they're having their world-famous German dinner that they have. Need to call them and make reservations for that. What else? Oh, today they're having the Shasta Lodge Sons of Italy is going to have a ribbon cutting today at 5:30 for the new bocce ball courts down there at 5:30.
And at Tiger Field.
And then, of course, at the Mud Mash, the fourth annual Nash Ranch Mud Mash.
Mm.
Saturday, September the 24th, get dirty at twilight, family mud run, and fun walk at Nash Ranch. You're not going to have a bad, you know, he was in here yesterday. What a great guy. And this is being put on by the Reading Sunrise Rotary Scholarship Fund. Get a lot of people out there. Run through the streams, crawl through the mud, climb over rope walls, survive the corn maze. Finish in the pumpkin pit. Not going to get any better than that.
Okay, headlines. Tulsa officer charged in death. Prosecutors charged a white Oklahoma police officer with first-degree manslaughter Thursday, less than a week after she killed an unarmed black man on a city street and just days after police released graphic videos saying in court documents the officer reacted unreasonably.
If you look at it, it's first-degree manslaughter. She can get as little as 4 years or as much as life in prison. She said she was terrified that she had been given this guy, given the gentleman commands to stop and everything. He went back to his car. He started to reach in, she says, and she shot. Anyway.
This is where
But you know, you have to do that. I mean, there was no evidence that this man was a direct threat. You know, I mean, of course, everybody's second guessing this. Unlike in Charlotte, where they've got videos, and the videos, I guess, the family says, well, you can't tell if that's a gun or not. And the head of the NAACP says, so what if it's a gun? So what if it's a gun? It's legal to carry guns in North Carolina. And what if he has a gun? Well, you don't come out of a car with a gun in your hand, but there's police there. You know, I mean, even if it's legal to carry a gun, you don't do that. But the point is that the protests last night were peaceful. Two nights in a row, they were violent protests. People in the hospital, another man killed. And so you've got this going on. And then one of the director of coordinators said, we didn't have the racial problems at this level until Obama was president. Well, you can imagine what that consternation that caused. So she was forced to resign.
Well, this whole thing started with the hoodie, the guy with the hoodie.
Yeah.
How come I can't think of his name right?
Trevian.
Yeah. I mean, I may be incorrect, but I mean, as far as the rioting and the escalation and the Black Lives Matter.
It went to Michael Brown. In Ferguson, even though that it was found that the policeman was not guilty of anything, and that's kind of, and then it went, you know, but the point is that if you look at the percentages of people shot by police, if you're a black man, your percentages are a lot higher than if you're a white man.
Okay, let's talk about this woman trying to get into the head of this woman who is a trained policeman. And I'm just trying to get into the head of the adrenaline. And obviously she was trained, but she definitely overreacted. So if you're going to do something like this and take a life, you need to pay for it. You know, when we see the video, the footage of it, you know, I mean, and what's happening right now is people are upset with the other shooting because they're not seeing the video. This is what's happening with the riots for 3 days in North Carolina.
They've shown the video to the family, but they have not shown it to the public. They haven't released it that way. Now, you know what? You've got a really good point here. When you try and get into the head of a person who is in a life or death situation, mm-hmm. you think to yourself, she was telling a guy to stop, and he didn't stop. So right then, you know, it just heightens everything.
Right.
You can go back to the old adage, we'll just do what the police say, and there's probably not going to be a problem. But the point is that you pay policemen to take that extra heartbeat, to take that extra split second.
Benefit of the doubt.
To make sure of what you're doing. I've had a friend of mine who was a police SWAT guy, a sniper, killed a guy, and the guy had in his hand I know it sounds silly, he had a bottle of cologne. But he came out of the house, and he had been, you know, there had been shots in the house, and he came out of the house, and he sticks his hand out, and there was something shiny in it, and guess what? He got shot. And it was a bottle of cologne. He says, and Rod says, you know, that always bothers me. Except I was told, you know, to take the shot. And he said, everybody thought it was a gun. Hmm. Everybody thought it was a gun because they had gotten to the point where you expect to see a gun or you expected something to happen. And I think this is what's happening. You had the ambush of the police in Dallas. You had the ambush of police in Baton Rouge. You've had black men killed, shot in the back, you know, for no reason. I'm not talking about Tulsa, but the one they, you know, the guy that they charged him with murder, the policeman down there. You've had all of these things happen in the last year and a half. Both sides are so fired up about this. That it's you know, I find it amazing that there isn't more incidents going on.
Well, what do you do? How do you? I mean, I'm sure everybody's got their, you know, we do armchair, you know, how we call games, how we, you know, direct
armchair
things.
Armchair quarterback.
Right. But, you know, Charlotte's in it's remaining in the national spotlight. They have a midnight curfew. They've declared a state of emergency. Yet they're still rioting. What do you do?
Well, they're not rioting right now. Last night it was a quiet protest. They were not rioting. But something, you know, and Sharpton, Al Sharpton, who I think is an agitator, and you know how much good does he do in trying to calm things down? He said something I thought last night was kind of interesting, and he said both Trump and Clinton need to address this. They need to address what's going on, and the fact is that our country is having a very, you know, the trust and mistrust of police and the police for the, you know, the citizens. And I'm not talking about Reading. I mean, I'm talking large cities in this. It needs to be addressed. What are you going to do to release this tension? You know, and, you know, I guess you could say is that, you know, you've got to clean up areas. You've got to make people feel safe. Rahm Emanuel in Chicago just said they're hiring 500 more policemen to try and take back the city.
Wow.
I mean, this is a problem that's getting worse. And you can say, oh, Black Lives Matter, they're the bad people. But you got to figure out is where this started from. It didn't start with Michael Brown and Ferguson. No, it didn't start there. And the fact is Michael Brown, this is a bad incident to use as an example because he did everything wrong. He didn't have his hands up. He attacked a policeman. But that's what started it. But it goes way beyond that. And it's not that white lives don't matter. It's the fact is the number of blacks that are being killed, not just by police, but in the streets by other blacks or other people. This has to be addressed and this needs to be fixed. This is getting, this is open warfare in Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore. I mean, and making guns illegal is not going to help that. The people that are shooting, they already shouldn't have guns.
All right. Okay,
we're going to take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you know, we like to do health segments here. And I want to share with you somebody who I think is pretty incredible and had a wonderful experience with. She's in the house, Michelle Hodge. She's a chiropractor and does thermography. What is thermography? We're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages on this beautiful Friday morning here at KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Riders in the Sky are coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Riders in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Redding, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I love
it. And
then
the bot, it is 27 minutes.
But you remember we did this at Wind River? Ride, Sally, ride. Yes. Go ahead.
May I?
Yes.
27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 53 degrees out there. It was chilly this morning. 53 degrees going up to 83 today and a low of 61 tonight. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a chips, just a little bitty chips, less than a dime size, to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wirst can fix them. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran, and he does great, great work on repairing windshields. You will not be disappointed. Stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Well, with us this morning, and we're very excited about this segment, as we all know, middle of October is Breast Cancer Awareness. Well, it's the month, so, you know, it's a Think Pink month. And recently I was in seeing my doctor that I go see, and she was telling me about, you know, of course, we do the examination and everything, and she was telling me about a method that is called medical infrared imaging. And so with us this morning is our Michelle Hodge, who does breast thermography and full body scans. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you're a chiropractor on top of it.
Yes.
So you're really into naturopathic things as well.
Absolutely.
So could you share with our listeners, as we're thinking about, okay, do I go in for my mammogram? There's the mammogram, which is a different kind of procedure than the thermography. Share with us why you would choose, should you do both, and what is thermography?
Okay. Well, thermography involves infrared imaging, which is detects heat and blood vessel patterns. And so it's a physiological test, and a mammogram, excuse me, is a structural test. So it's like comparing an apple to an orange, but they both offer, you know, a great deal as far as early detection. So with thermography, you're going to pick up on temperature and blood vessel patterns, which can be the earliest changes preceding tumor formation by years. So it can definitely offer early detection and also prevention, because a lot of women can lower their risk, do things to lower their risk over time and improve what we see on the thermogram.
Well, this is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I'm just saying is the way it works, though, is that by the thermal imaging indicates we'll find new cells or cells that don't belong there. Is that what it is?
Well, it picks up the physiology, you know, around those cells. So we know that in order to grow a developing tumor, it needs a blood supply. So thermography picks up on the opening of dormant blood vessels and the development of new blood vessel formation. And like I said, that can happen even years before you have a tumor, so it can offer very early detection.
Well, I want to share with our listeners, as before we go into more to a deeper part of thermography and how long it's been used in medicine, is that, you know, my personal story was that I had gone into my doctor and I had a mass. It wasn't just a small little lump. It was a mass feeling. And so I went in to Michelle, and the procedure, I had to hold my hands up over my head, and we did the front image, the side image, and another side image. And I had to hold my, we had to wait till I got to room temperature. Mm-hmm. And then you have a camera or a special technique of something specifically made for this.
Correct. Yes, it's a camera that is used, it's for medical use. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the procedure involves acclimating for 15 minutes in a room that's between 68 and 72 degrees.
Right. And then you have the different colors of, what is it, red, green, and yellow?
Yes. And so the colors indicate the different temperatures. So that's one way of looking at areas that may be increased in temperature. And it measures to the 5/100ths of a degree, the camera does. So, you know, it detects very minute changes in temperature.
So with that appointment with Michelle and having the test read, Michelle then said, you need to go further and go do the full mammogram and a sonogram. Well, the sonogram is what kind of scared me, you know. And so I did go after that, so it was an all-in-one, but I was so happy that I had this baseline with you that then took me to do the mammogram. So I had a mammogram last year. So I'm 58. How many a woman my age should have a mammogram every year?
Yes, or every, you know, current studies show over 50, possibly every 2 years, but it just depends on your personal situation. You know, it can be different for each woman, but usually 1 to 2 years.
I see that most in the literature that you have here, that most cancers take 8 to 10 years to grow to the size of a dime, and that this is what the thermometry can do, is catch it, you know, catch it earlier.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's a long time.
It's a long time. So what, going back, okay, so then I had the sonogram, and they just said I just have a lot of cysts, and that my mom has had lots of cystic, and women that are listening, too, you know, but with that, talking to Michelle about it, is get rid of the soy. That was the first thing, was because I only do soy, like, in my coffee. You know, I drive to Starbucks when I can and get the soy. Cut that completely out, and then start to look in the foods to see if the soy, because that's estrogen-based, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of women come in and make some diet and lifestyle modifications, and then we see improvement on the thermogram. And, you know, the soy is related to hormone balance in the breast tissue, and that's one thing that we can detect with thermography, is the possibility of hormone imbalance or estrogen dominance, which can be also related to our environment.
Well, let's talk about a man coming in to get some kind of scan. What, now, in a man's situation, you do body scans?
Yes, I do.
So what would that be for, just because I want to see how healthy they are, or what would be a particular reason? Is there, or are there a reason that's highlighted?
Yes, for, you know, imaging other than the breast, although, you know, for men, it's estimated now that 1 in 1,000 men develop breast cancer. So I have seen men who, you know, with the presence of a lump in question, you know, in the breast area. So that can be a reason. Also, looking at the thyroid, it's good as a stroke screening, skin cancer, some situations of undiagnosed pain. It's not going to be good for deeper structures such as the heart, the lungs, the brain, that type of thing. But it can be very good for specific conditions.
So how long has thermography been in medicine?
Well, it actually started back from about 4,000 B.C. with Hippocrates, who covered patients with a muddy slurry and then observed the drying times, and found that, you know, that was related to some possible problem with an organ below the skin surface. But it started actually in medicine in the late 1950s. With a tumor researcher who found that the temperature of malignant breast tissue was warmer than that of normal tissue. And that was hugely significant with thermography.
And a lot of people will say, you know, is this just, you know, hokey pokey, or is breast thermography FDA approved?
It is FDA approved as an adjunct for breast cancer screening, and that's been since the early 80s.
Fantastic. And how would you say accurate is thermography?
It's estimated to be, studies show, about 90% accurate overall. So, you know, there's no test that's 100% accurate, but most of the studies show that a multimodal approach, meaning using all of the tests that we have available to us, mammogram, ultrasound, thermography, and MRI, is the best approach to early detection, up to 98%.
And it's painless.
Correct, yes.
And Linda was, of course, after going through this, because you have a condition that I don't know, do you ever talk about it?
No, I have cystic breasts. I mean, I'm not the only one.
No,
so, you know, you get...
I don't.
It you know, I used to have them since I was a kid, and then they just... They get, you know,
so
especially
takes,
coffee.
It takes different
or
kinds of, so you have different types of detection. And what if you go through one, then you go, that will take you to another one and to another one. And, you know, so, but that's good, though, because, but she's really, she came home after this one, after the thermoimagery. And she goes, this is great. I'm going to stretch this past our regular hour.
Okay.
So we can, okay. The, what do you tell women when they come in, when they're kind of a little apprehensive about this?
Well, first of all, there's no harm to you in having this done. There's, you know, no radiation, no compression. So it's a very useful adjunct to what you're already doing, you know, for detection as far as imaging goes, breast checkups, that type of thing. And it can give you valuable information regarding hormone balance. And, you know, I see more improvements, more women lowering their risk over time than anything else. It's absolutely wonderful for early detection, but really I see more women lowering their risk over time because they're making changes. They want to be proactive, and they're making some dietary changes, some lifestyle modifications, maybe balancing hormones if they're using hormones and that type of thing. So it's absolutely possible to lower your risk.
Have you ever talked about how younger women are finding it's that younger women are starting to be detected with cancer in a much higher percentage?
Yes, and in fact, studies show, you know, premenopausal women, there's definitely an increase in cancer in that age range, and unfortunately, it tends to be a very aggressive, fast-growing, the cancers in that range. So it's very important for early detection for premenopausal women. And the problem is if they have dense breast tissue and or fibrocystic breast tissue, then it can cause some reading difficulties for mammography. So this can be very useful as an adjunct.
Well, before we take a break, a question, and then we're going to take a break, but I would like to find out from you when we come back about pain. You were talking about the pain, and what do you have there?
I just said go to Tintel. And then,
okay.
And then we
okay.
can finish up then. And with
okay.
this, so let's just go straight on.
All right. So you were talking earlier. Carl had to leave the room for a second.
Yeah.
But you were talking about the detecting pain or finding out perhaps of pain. Explain that to us.
Well, some patients come in and they have an area of pain. Let's say it's in the right hip region. And they're trying to figure out, is this from arthritis? Is this possibly coming from my back? Is it coming from my hip? So thermography can provide information that maybe will narrow in on a diagnosis of that pain.
Can you tell things like a torn muscle or that kind of stuff?
Yes, it can help distinguish some musculoskeletal or soft tissue injury versus, you know, something coming from the joint itself.
Wow. Well, it sounds like this is, there's not a lot, is there, this has been around for a while, but there's not a lot of clinicians like you, right?
Yes, it has. You know, it's becoming more widely used and, you know, the problem with thermography in the 70s, it was part of a huge governmental study, and then it was put in a future study needed category. And a lot of doctors, this is the last they've heard of thermography. So they're not really familiar with current technology, the new cameras, the computer software. So, you know, there have been over 800 studies in peer-reviewed journals, you know, that basically are, you know, we see the same information year after year as far as statistics and, you know, what it's able to detect. And so it's becoming more known out there. It's just a process.
Especially for those people who are into naturopathic, I think that that's where we tend to hear about you, for people who are really focusing on, instead of going to the drug, they're going into the alternative therapy. Now, Michelle Hodge is DCCTT. What does the CTT stand for?
Certified Thermographic Technician.
Okay. And then Doctor of Chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you also do biofeedback treatment for relaxation and stress management.
Correct.
Yes. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, we're going to need you. Bring you back for that.
And you're located on Eureka, so her name, again, is Dr. Michelle Hodge.
How do people get a hold of you then? Is there a website or
yes, readingthermography.com.
And your phone number?
It's 530-945-0878.
And do you have, like, a little written thing there from Linda saying she's supposed this is really good?
So some people will say, does the procedure cost and will insurance cover it?
Okay. The procedure cost is $220, which involves coming in, I'll have patients fill out a risk questionnaire. I'll consult with them about ways to lower risk. We'll take the images. I will briefly go over how thermography is graded, and then your images will be read by a board-certified thermologist. You'll get the report sent to you in about 3 weeks, and then I will go over the results with you after that. So that price includes, you know, all of that.
All of that. Okay. Well, I felt like it was really in-depth, and it really helped me a lot because it made me feel at peace. You know, okay, I got through that one.
I say we bring Michelle back.
Yeah, we need to talk about the biofeedback and relaxation, okay, especially with the holidays. And
again, located right there, her website is readingthermography.com, and if you can spell it, you can go to see her, but or give her a call at 945-0878.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
So great to have you on finally.
You'll be back again here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with our Deputy District Attorney.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Friday, the 23rd of September. It is like 7 or 8 minutes before the hour of 8. We just kind of like, we're kind of pushing our times here because our next guest, Stephanie Bridget, from our Deputy District, Chief, give me your card. District Attorney, Chief Deputy District Attorney.
That's correct. Good morning.
Stephanie Bridget. You know, this is... I got lucky on one day, and I got semi-close to what he does. Good morning.
The titles are just way too long.
They are. You know, it's just, hey, you are the crime fighter. Now, There's something happening today.
There is. this morning we are having our second annual Homicide Victims Memorial Ceremony. That's going to be over at Reading City Hall across from the Hope's Garden, part of the Sculpture Garden. We're really hoping any community members that have the time this morning to stop by and just spend the morning with us trying to honor those who we have lost and spend some time with the surviving family and friends.
And that's for all the homicide victims for years or this past year? Or yep. How many homicides do we have in Shasta County this past year?
Well, in 2015, the district attorney's office filed 20 cases. As year to date for 2016, we filed 13. And, you know, we've got several months left to go. So there's a lot. You know, I look back historically, and over the last 20 years, we filed well over 200 cases of homicide. And this is homicide in its kind of what people think of in its traditional sense of one person shooting or stabbing another person. But it also encompasses our vehicular homicide cases, of which we have a lot of.
Is that more than people stabbing each other or shooting each other?
You know, currently we have, I believe it's right at 26 or 27 open homicide cases in our office, of which 12 of them are vehicular related.
So you could have, then, if you caught everybody, well, wait a minute now. So in 15, you had 20 homicide cases. That you filed.
Correct.
There were more.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, obviously, yes, there's the crimes that go unsolved.
Right.
There's the ones where the perpetrator turns the gun or knife or whatever on themselves.
Okay, so murder-suicide.
Absolutely. So there is, you know, there's definitely ones that don't make its way to us. So
okay.
This is just the ones that get to us, get filed.
Okay. So you've got 13 now, but you've got 26 open ones.
Correct. That's correct, yeah, because it, you know, it can take a couple years for those cases to kind of go through the system.
Tehama County is saying that their spike in murders has direct, they show a direct result from marijuana grows.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. It was one of those headlines that I didn't see the rest of on the news.
Yeah, no, so. I mean, I know we've had more vehicular-related homicides, including involving alcohol, mostly, in those that don't, in the last couple of years than we've seen in a long time.
I wonder why that is. Are we back into...
You know, they come down to people not only on alcohol, but people on methamphetamine, heroin, marijuana, prescription drugs. Frequently, it's the repeat offender who's already been prosecuted, and then they go mm-hmm. and choose to go out once again, and they end up killing somebody.
And this is one of the things that you hear the sheriff and the police chief talk about is, you know, having officers assigned for DUI,
yeah.
You know, the license checks or the DUI checkpoints
right.
and all that.
Right.
But it seems like they don't catch. It's very rare that they catch anybody in one of those checkpoints.
Yeah, well, you know, people know about the checkpoints, and...
Yeah, why do you have to give out the address? We're going to have a checkpoint at this point. I mean, why did you do that?
Yeah, well, it's required.
Oh,
so.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's part of it. And it doesn't happen just on one single road. It's all over the community, all over the county. So it'd be hard unless we had checkpoints all over.
The ceremony today, we have to leave in a couple minutes, but then... Stephanie's going to stay with us till like about 20 after, and then head on down to the ceremony. How many you've got? Who else is going to be there besides your office?
We have Mayor MacArthur's going to be there. She'll be speaking. We also have representatives from all of our agencies. We have Reading Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol. All of our local law enforcement are coming together today for this remembrance ceremony.
Okay. We're here, of course, with Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney for the County of Shasta. And she will tell you in a second that she's going to, when it's time, she's going to run for DA. You haven't changed your mind, have you?
No.
Well, I tell you what, you've got our support. I know. We don't take sides here. We just don't take sides. But you or you know, just talking to you and seeing the way you've done things, is we need a district attorney that's tough and is going after bad guys and girls.
Thank you.
And I think that there's no doubt that you are leading the pack on that one. And I've met some of your fellow district attorneys, and it's like, I don't ever want to be charged in this in this place. Because I asked your fellow district attorney or deputy, saying, do you ever have a doubt? No. It was just like that. No. And you both said that. No. If I charge somebody, they're guilty, and we're going for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's our ethical standard that we're held to, is we really have to vet the case to the point that we can answer that question that way.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages with Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking about remembering those homicide victims, and that's being held today at City Hall. We're going to finish up on that.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A curfew from midnight to 6 a.m. kept the protesters in check last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. This demonstrator calling on the National Guard to protect demonstrators from the police. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts says she expects a citywide curfew to be in place for multiple days until officials determine they no longer need it. In Tulsa, a white female police officer turned herself in to police last night and then was released on $50,000 bond. She is accused of manslaughter in the death of an unarmed black motorist there. She said she had feared for her life when she opened fire, but prosecutors say that that was an unreasonable sentiment. President Obama pushing back, meanwhile, against Donald Trump's description of the African-American community. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president took issue with Trump's suggestion this week that African-American communities are in the worst shape they've ever been. On ABC's Good Morning America, Mr. Obama pointed to slavery and Jim Crow laws as not being very good for black people. And he encouraged Trump to visit Washington's new Smithsonian National Museum of African-American History and Culture, which opens this weekend.
It's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Capitol Hill, a short-term bill to fund the government still faces an uphill climb.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's a good bill.
It funds all current government operations through December the 9th.
But it doesn't include funding to help Flint, Michigan deal with its water contamination crisis.
People of Flint need help now.
And while Senator Barbara Mikulski urges fellow Democrats to vote no on the bill, she also says,
let's get back to work.
But Senator McConnell reminds everyone, time is short.
Members will have the next 4 days to review before any votes are taken.
That report from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Stocks opening slightly lower on Wall Street after 2 days of gains. Right now it's the Dow down by 49 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
A bombing campaign in Syria's rebel-held districts of Aleppo City intensified today as the government announced a new offensive in the area. Correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports a defense volunteer believes that Syria may be trying to stop the white helmets from doing their life-saving work.
There's been contact with a member of the Syrian civil defense, of the white helmets group, talking about the damage that has been done and alleging that the government of Syrian President Bashar Assad has been deliberately targeting the civil defense centers, thereby making it harder to rescue people.
The bombs have been targeting several neighborhoods where the white helmets are active. The brother of former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's running for the seat in Parliament vacated by former British Prime Minister David Cameron. Larry Sanders says he was inspired by his brother's success and is the Green Party candidate in a district that is safely in the hands of the Conservatives for now in London. Breaking news at townhall.com. Yahoo says hackers have stolen personal information from 500 million of its user accounts.
High-tech thieves hacked into Yahoo's data centers back in 2014, but Yahoo only recently discovered the break-in, part of an ongoing internal investigation. The stolen data includes users' names, email addresses and phone numbers, birth dates, passwords, and the security questions and answers used to verify an account holder's identity.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. One of the world's largest package delivery companies is stepping up efforts to integrate drones into its system. UPS is partnering with robot maker Sci-Fi Works to test the use of drones to make commercial deliveries to remote or difficult-to-access locations. The companies began testing the drones this week when they launched one from the seaside town of Marblehead. The drone flew on a programmed route for 3 miles over the Atlantic Ocean to deliver an inhaler at Children's Island. More on these stories from Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here, September the 23rd, this Friday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have a beautiful day today. And on the phone is our first Vice President of Investments. She is our financial advisor, Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo. What's happening today?
Good morning. Well, the major averages are in the red this morning as investors digest updates on the economy and await commentary from Federal Reserve speakers this afternoon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 46 points at 18,345. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 2,172. The Nasdaq Composite losing 13 points at 5,326. Active stocks on the big board, Valvoline trading up $2 at $24.03. Procter & Gamble down 50 cents at $88.48. Salesforce.com down $2.55, trading at $72.04. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up 94 cents at $174.60. AT&T off 4 pennies, trading at $41.07. Target up 23 cents at $68.78. Treasuries are edging lower. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.62%. And for commodities, gold is down $6.30 an ounce at $1,337. Silver off a quarter at $19.85. And crude oil down 18 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
You too. And again, Wells Fargo Advisors, and she's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. Good people over there. Hey, we're here with the Chief Deputy District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about our memorial or our remembering our homicide victims, and that goes on today, Homicide Victims Memorial. And good morning.
Good morning.
So this is going to happen today. It's going to happen at City Hall.
9 o'clock a.m.
And what's the ceremony going to be like?
Well, this is our second year doing the ceremony. So last year, we're pretty much kind of going to follow the same format this year. We all gather there. We've got a time where we're going to have remarks from all of our local law enforcement regarding, you know, how this impacts not only their agency, our community, working with family members, and just kind of reaching out and letting them have some time to remember and honor the surviving family members as well as the people who are lost. And then after that, we'll kind of move into a remembrance ceremony, which will be led by someone from the district attorney's office. And each person who is there, and we've reached out to, you know, surviving family members across the decades from homicides here in Shasta County to show up. And they'll have a chance to put the name of their loved one on a rock, and they will come up, and that name will be read aloud during the ceremony. And then at the end of the ceremony, we all walk over to Hope's Garden, and the rock is then placed amongst all the other rocks that are there, which is the same thing that we did last year.
Sounds like a memorable day for people.
So anybody can go out there at 9 o'clock, and you're also distributing necklaces, I see, that are going to be in what do they look like? What's the design of? Okay, so you know, they've got some kind of symbolism, obviously.
Yeah. You know, last year I haven't gone yet because I'm here, so I'm not sure what the necklaces are going to look like this year. But definitely, they were distributed to all the people who were there, honoring their loved ones. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of as that symbolizing that bond that they have with the person that was lost.
Well, this helped with closure, do you think?
I think so. I think, you know, a lot of times after the cases are kind of through the system and out of the news, the people are just kind of left and they still have lost that loved one. So kind of a time where the community can come together and say, we still remember, you know, we still recognize and honor what you went through and the person that you lost. And that's kind of the overall driving thought behind having this ceremony in Shasta County, and it's a national thing, actually. This coming Sunday, September 25th, is National Homicide Victims Day, Remembrance Day. So that's why we've kind of chose this time period to do this each year for the people we lost here in our own community.
You know, the homicides, you know, as you pointed out earlier, they're just not people shooting and stabbing. There are also, you know, DUIs and people being killed by reckless drivers.
Yeah.
And this, I thought I saw a case the other day where they got him for, he wasn't on drugs, but he was driving at 105 miles an hour and ran into somebody.
Yeah.
And even, you know, that wasn't a, but that was, you know, reckless driving, and he killed the other person.
Right.
So it's, yeah, I would think that for people, and I agree with you that they've lost a loved one, it goes through the court system, mm-hmm. and then the person is found guilty or whatever, even if they're put into jail, mm-hmm. you're still left there with a void. And to have something like this where there's other people caring probably makes a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at 9 o'clock today.
9 o'clock at City Hall. It's open to the entire community to come out, and certainly there will be a lot of surviving family members and friends of people who lost someone to this crime out there as well. So I encourage everyone who can to stop by, and that should start promptly at 9 o'clock.
Well, Stephanie, thanks. We really appreciate that. And we're just going to give an early shout-out, too, to Strike Out Domestic Violence. This is your second one of these. And this is the join the
bowl-a-thon.
The bowl-a-thon, kind of. Well, get your team of four together and raise money for domestic violence prevention. Last year, over $7,000 was raised.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of that money goes directly to One Safe Place.
And it's, you know, it's $12 per person, and that includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. That's a good deal.
Yeah, you know, there's the registration fee to join, and the night is great. We have raffle prizes. It's really a fun night. But when you put that team of four together, you know, the goal is for you to do some fundraising in trying to raise money for One Safe Place. And we ask that each team of four bring in, you know, $400 at a minimum if they can.
Yeah.
Friends, family members, coworkers, whoever, and know that all of that money, all of it, is going to go to One Safe Place as part of this fundraiser. So anybody out there who wants to put a team together, call the district attorney's office at 225-5220. We would be happy to register your name and start getting those pledges.
We're going to have Stephanie back on again, talk more on the district attorney's office. But again, before this is, I think probably a week before this, so we talk more about it, because there's just so much happening this year with all the, you know, the new propositions to this proposition 57 is. I saw where the district attorneys, I guess the Association of District Attorneys, are against this.
Yes, absolutely.
Totally against this.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more can we take?
Well, it seems like every few years we get more.
AB 109, and then it was
Prop 47.
Prop 47, now it's Prop 57.
Yeah, Prop 57.
Does Governor Brown understand really what's going on? Or is he just totally oblivious to the crime and what's happening to his communities out
there? I mean, I don't really know what it is or what he's thinking, but certainly the things that he's doing is not helping our communities, especially our smaller communities like here in Shasta County, because the impact of those new legislation propositions, those are having a really bad impact on what we're seeing every day on our streets.
And we are seeing it every day, and it's just a continuing battle. But we appreciate what you do out there in the district attorney's office, and we appreciate this today. Okay, again, 9 o'clock today, It's going to be the Homicide Victims Memorial, and the it's open to everybody, of course. And this is to kind of pay and you know to help the people who have lost loved ones or family or friends to homicides come together there and kind of come to closure. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the Friendly Oil Change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Welcome back to
How many rubber duckies are there? Sacramento River was going to be awash in rubber ducks Sunday for the 27th annual Ducky Derby near Caldwell Park this weekend, sweetie. This is for East Rotary, and tickets are going to be $5 per duck and are available from Reading East Rotary. So, you know, it's always a big thing when you see the rubber duckies.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. If you're looking for the place to find the right present for your loved one, go to Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. You know what? Linda goes down there enough so that when I walk in, I'll say, what is she looking for? Or what has she been looking at lately? And, you know, and then they'll tell me. And then I found your birthday present or your Friday present or your whatever. Or your, Obama won again present.
Well, I had a girlfriend's
1322 Pine Street.
Celebrating a girlfriend's birthday yesterday. And I gave her, of course, some gifts from Dandelion. I always know that I could get something really special there. And by the way, this weekend is the last of their 70% off, which is amazing finds, not just clothing, but sandals and jewelry and, it's really cool. And you know what we did? I went in the other day, with Molly and we got things that we put aside that's nice to have your grab bag for Christmas or for presents, you know, for birthdays coming up. And why not when they have the great sales? So check it out, Dandelion.
Okay. We're hearing people in here. We're talking, of course, Stephanie Bridget, who is the chief deputy district attorney. And we're talking about the pot grows. Tehama County is saying that their homicide rates are up due to pot. And then I thought, you know, maybe it was, you know, shootouts over the pot fields, but it could be that it's the, I guess it could be people driving under impairment for that. I have other people, we have people here in the chat room who are saying that pot growers cost the county a lot in child welfare, parole enforcement, welfare, food stamps. Somehow $100,000 in pot profits are not enough. I don't know. Hey, the thing is, okay, we were just reading online that I can't find a job because I don't speak Spanish.
Absolutely. This is another headline that came up in the Daily Mail. Sandra Langlois, so Langlois sounds French, but she's 42 and she's a resident of Albertville, Alabama, where the demographic has changed significantly due to immigration.
She says farm workers.
She says she is still unemployed because she has told prospective bosses she doesn't speak Spanish. 30% of the population of the town of Albertville is Hispanic. A CNN poll shows that working-class whites feel that immigrants have negatively impacted their job prospects. Survey finds that working-class whites in the South are more likely to support deporting illegal immigrants. And as we scroll down, we find out that...
Well, this isn't the first time, but, you know, back in 15 years ago, 20 years ago, in Orange County... I remember this young lady coming into the business. I was just kind of standing there, and she was enraged because she had applied for the job. She had a resume. She had all of this stuff, and this was in Orange County. And the employer says, "Do you speak Spanish?" She says, "No, I don't." He says, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't hire you." And that was it. And she came back. And I tell you what, in talk about a mad person. She was qualified for the job, but she didn't speak Spanish. She said, "Why should I have to speak Spanish?" And it's the same thing that's happened to this lady in Alabama. Why should you have to speak Spanish to get a job in America? I mean, if you lived in Mexico, maybe. Of course you would. You would expect them to. But because you can't speak Spanish, you can't get a job in America? This is such a ridiculous state that we're in. It's in the farmlands, and people go, "Well, there, you know what? There, you know, white people wouldn't take those jobs." You don't know that. There were white people taking those jobs for hundreds of years before that. Whites and African Americans. So now you've got a city that's now 30% Hispanic. How many of them are legal?
So the influx of immigrants, both legal and illegal, have made it harder for native-born Americans who don't speak Spanish to find jobs in areas of the country that have grown more ethnically diverse in recent years. Albertville is a town that reflects this demographic change and have a major economic impact in wide swaths of the country. Its population numbers 21,462, with 30% of those Hispanic, nearly 3,800 locals were born outside the U.S., which is fine. And going down in this article, there's somebody who's German-born, came through. We don't mind. We are a nation of immigrants. We all know that our grandfathers and grandfathers' grandfathers came from different parts of the world to create America. We know that.
Legally.
Legally.
And assimilated into the culture.
Assimilated. So we embrace proper immigration.
Yeah,
we embrace immigration. If you want the job, America's where you... No, exactly. So my point is that in this article, there's a woman who's German and lives in this town, went through immigration, took the years to become a U.S. citizen, and there's people coming in that are getting the jobs that she would get just because they're new illegal immigrants.
And will work for less.
Work for less.
And you know what? And there is why Trump is winning among
white. And you want to know why people are angry.
White middle-class voters. Is people are angry because they can't get jobs. They see a open, porous border. Hillary Clinton has said she's going to make it even more open. She's going to bring more people in. And, in fact, you looked at the emails that were just released that the Department of Immigration is working overtime to bring more people in and make them citizens in time to vote in the election. That the fact is that by a number of 2-1, that new immigrants will vote Democrat. As opposed to Republican. So, I mean, they're bringing, oh, hey, look, let's make citizens out of 18 million of them right now. And we'll pick up 10 million votes or 12 million votes. That is just ridiculous right there. But to go back to where this woman goes through the whole process and they say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hire you because you don't speak English.
Spanish.
I can't imagine the frustration that woman must be having right then. It'd be like, Jared, you can't work here unless you speak Lithuanian. Do you speak Lithuanian, Jared?
I do not.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, man. I mean, we've got a Lithuanian audience out there, and every so often we have to say things in Lithuanian. So you're in deep trouble. Okay. You know what? Have I already talked about this? If I haven't,
What's this? I didn't know what this is.
New England Patriots. Have I already talked about that?
Oh, no. You talked about it at the break. But let's talk about that.
The New England Patriots, right? The commissioner of the NFL was going to slap down Belichick and Tom Brady. They are, you know, they threw him out. He can't play for, he's suspended for 4 games. We're going to show those nasty people over there. And so what happens? They bring in this quarterback. This kid that's, you know, he's a cover boy type, but he can throw the ball. He wins the first game and a half for the New England, just beats them bad. Then he gets injured. So they bring in their third string quarterback, a rookie, 23 years old. He finishes up the game where the number two guy was hurt. And then he starts last night against the Texans. Texans are 2-0. New England's 2-0. And they're playing the third string quarterback against the top defense. So what happens? They beat the Texans 27-0. They beat them it's the first time the Texans have been held scoreless since like 2003. And this quarterback, this young quarterback, takes off and makes a 27-yard run for a touchdown.
Wow.
And so you go back into what's more important? The quarterback on a team or the coach on a team? And you ask that question. And they asked it of these four on the NFL
and
today.
We love that.
And this is a pretty good show. It's on, I think, HBO.
It's not NFL Today. NFL.
I don't know what it is.
There's four guys that two of them are pros. Well, three of them. They've all been pros.
Yeah, you got Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason and it could be anywhere. Brandon Marshall or different people that have played the game. Anyway, they all asked him the question, what's more important, the coach or the quarterback? And two of these guys were quarterbacks, and they all said the same thing, it's the coach. And they're all thinking Belichick. And here's Belichick, who has brought the New England Patriots to where they are, and here he is winning in the NFL against undefeated teams with a third-string quarterback. You know that's got to be the NFL commissioner's got to be crazy at this point. That's not supposed to happen. This was a punishment. So then on the fourth game, and I'm not sure who they're playing next week, but then Brady comes back. You know, they're saying on the show, you know what, they could go undefeated this year. I just find it amusing when you see things like that happening.
Well, okay, so Bruce Springsteen. See if you can pull up a Bruce Springsteen, like Born to Run, Born in the USA. We're just going to do a little tribute to Bruce. It's his birthday, and guess how old he is?
68.
No.
72.
No.
75?
No, he's 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, he looks a lot older.
Oh, come on, honey. Now, talk about somebody who's got great stamina. Born in 1949.
Okay.
Okay.
If he was born in 49.
It said born September 23rd, 1949. Bruce Spring grew up in New Jersey and created rock and roll music that has touched millions of people. A lot of people love
this
67.
Guy. 67.
Greetings from Asbury.
He's 67.
Okay, well, it said 65 on the headline, so you okay.
They can't add.
I guess they can't. What do you want from USA Today? Okay. Here's a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. Rocked a lot of people's world, still is. Go ahead. Birthday, Bruce. We're going to take a break, and we're right back here on KCNR 1460 on this Friday.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see that the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. We are currently teaching a series on the end times. And throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Have fun and save the animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
Carl, are you over here? Air drumming. You can only see him. Yeah, he did.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
At least you're motivated.
1460 with Carl and the Bob. And this is music from Streets of Fire, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, you love this.
You know, there's a lot of movies I like that got great soundtracks. I just go from, you know, song to song. Welcome back, everybody. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Get discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, also, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by a veteran-owned business also, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I keep saying I'm getting down there today, but today I am. I've gotten so shaggy, I can't even hardly keep the headphones on today.
Oh, your head
the
up.
Hair, the hair is coming down over my ears. Or the hair is coming over my ears, and so I need to get down there to Cypress Square. It's man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the best place to, ever to get a haircut.
Snooki doesn't even recognize you.
Hey, today, the Economic Development Corporation is having their startup event, Returns. Game Changers. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium, and it shows real-life examples of the new economy. They want to shed the perception that Reading is looking for smokestack type of companies. So it's today at the Civic Auditorium. It starts at 11 a.m. I'm going to be there to 11 a.m. to 1:30. You don't have to come because I'm there, but it could be a good time. I'm going to sit there in a crowd with the rest of y'all and look at one of the things that are going on. And the EDC has started, of course, the Venture Hub out there on Caterpillar Road, and which is where the EDC is located at. And it was created for funding partners. So there's seven companies in the Shasta Venture Hub with the eighth set to take up residence in October. 16 co-working members who use the space to telecommute. So, I mean, this is, you know, as if you all have been listening, this is, you know, we've got to go to the future. We have to go when we're looking for people to be the, you know, for coding, for website development, for being able to work in the website industry and the internet industry. And this is a perfect place. We're situated right up here. It's a great place to go. So today at 11 o'clock, I heartily recommend you go there and see some of the startups that are going on. You'll be really, it's like future, the future of Reading, Anderson, Shasta County, and the North State.
Hey, there's going to be breaking news here. It's saying developing off the Drudge Report, controversy erupts over debate rules. You know, it's Monday night. It's going to be the most viewed debate probably in political history on Monday night. So I'm not sure.
I heard that.
Controversy
too.
Over what are going to be the debate rules? Do you think they're in favor of Hillary?
Well, you know what? If you remember the famous event when Obama was going against Mitt Romney. Romney had Obama on the ropes and was pounding him, and Candy Carlson, who was the moderator, steps in, says, wait a minute, he did say that, and it's like the referee in a heavyweight boxing match comes in and gives the challenger a kidney punch while the challenger's got the champ on the ropes. And it was interposing herself to give Obama a chance to breathe and think. And that point changed the debate. And I tell you what, if it had been me, I'd have turned right then and said, you are no longer the moderator. You have just taken sides. You are off the show or I leave. You know, because I am not going to debate him and then have to fight you at the same time. And I don't care who else you bring in here. How about that lady in the blue dress? Come on up here. Sit there. Monica, you sit right there and you be the moderator. Did you get that part about Monica?
Yes.
On the blue dress?
Yes, I did.
Anyway, so these are going to be big debates. So I would be interested, after you said that, what the controversy is.
I don't know. It says developing. I'm trying to get it up and see what's happening here on the,
okay,
you know, as it's breaking.
Well, this is huge. Now, they're saying the first debate, they're going to be standing for the whole thing.
Who's standing?
Both Trump and Clinton.
Well, I thought they always
minutes.
Do it.
Well, but there's some of them that they've had let them sit down. And they take. So this is going to be interesting because people are wondering about her stamina. So I imagine they'll be giving her B12 shots and this.
Well, maybe that's a rule that's changed.
Well, I don't know.
Controversy. They're saying controversy. Let me look.
Well, yeah, but that's the Drudge Report. The controversy could be that there's no Skittles being offered to either side. You know, and just like everything else around here. It's going to be this debate, though, is going to be interesting. Which Trump is going to show up? I mean, you've got Clinton, who is a policy wonk. She's got all these, you know, all the nitty gritty on all these little things that really are esoteric, and she's not thinking in the big picture. Then you've got Trump. Are you going to have Trump, the guy that stays on the prompter and is, you know, logical and says these are things that need to be done? Or are you going to have the Trump that calls her lying Hillary?
I don't think he's going to do that.
Or crooked Hillary. Good morning. Good evening, crooked Hillary. Or is he going to walk on over and, you know, and say, okay, let's arm wrestle for this? You know, what I would do is, when we walk out to shake hands, just have those little buzzers in your hand.
Oh, gosh, Carl.
And when she shakes hands, it goes like that, just to kind of get her. Okay. No?
No. Right. No. No, no.
I'll pass it.
No. But okay. This is interesting. It's going to be, I think that there could be sudden death in this one.
I think that it's going to be 1-2. The third one will be the killer. As it is, Trump has come back really strong. He's picked up a lot of points. Hillary Clinton is being hounded by the server incident, Clinton Foundation, everything.
Okay, so as I'm reading, Obama's debate advice to Clinton, be yourself. Trump to debate moderator Holt. We don't want another Candy Crowley.
That's it.
It's what you said.
Because she stepped in during the debate. You know what? You ask the questions. You let them fight it out there. And you try to keep it under control, which could be difficult with these two.
Trump-Clinton debate will stream on Twitter. Democrats debate advice to Clinton. Let Trump screw up. See what else we have here.
Well,
everything you need to know about Trump and Clinton's first 2016 presidential debate.
Everything you need to know, huh? Let's go to the phones. Henry, what do we need to know, Henry?
I want to combine a couple of things here. You're talking about the debate.
Yes.
And Linda was talking about intelligent life. Now, if somebody was in outer space and watched the debate, would they consider any intelligent life on Earth?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, that's a tough question, Henry.
I think it is, too. and I'm wondering if it's at all possible that they would think anything on Earth is intelligent life.
Oh, nah. You know what? This is the type of thing. My favorite bar sign so far is I already hate the winner. So. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Okay, so who's going to moderate the debate? We've got Lester Holt. You know, he anchors NBC Nightly News, and he's going to be the moderator. It's his second time serving in that role, and he was also the moderator for the Democrat primary debate on January 17th. On February 15th, 2015, Holt became the substitute anchor for NBC Nightly News after Brian Williams was suspended.
For lying.
So what's the format? The debate will be divided into six segments of 15 minutes each. Each segment will start with a question from Holt, after which each candidate will have 2 minutes for initial response and then will be allowed to respond to each other. On Monday, the Commission of Presidential Debates announced the tentative topic for the debate, America's direction, achieving prosperity, securing America. The topics are subject to change based on news developments according to the commission.
Well, I think it's important that they talk about what's going on in America today on the racial side of it. They need to talk about it. We need to pull together and not to continue to keep attacking people. You know, it should be that America matters. You know, you've got white lives matter, black lives matter, Asian lives matter, all this, but it should be something like America matters. I would love to see that as a slogan that millions of people march to. America matters. The true America that we love, the one that is of hope and faith and equality and safety and jobs and a strong a strong feeling and sense of love and patriotism for this country, that you believe this country can go forward, that this country can be that shining city on the hill, and that it continues to be. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see America matters. Not we can be great again or, you know, this or that. America matters.
The most watched debate in presidential history. You want to know what that is? In 1980, the debate between President Jimmy Carter and Republican presidential nominee Ronald Reagan garnered a viewership of 80.6 million, the largest television audience for a debate since Nielsen ratings began collecting viewership data in 76. In 2012, the first general election presidential debate between President Barack Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney attracted about 70 million viewers.
I think it's going to be a big one. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Kyle and Ed DeFore out there own this great, great store. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner out there via their deli. They've got their own butcher shop so they can meet or beat any meat prices here in town or around in the area. They've got over 300 different kinds of beer, 3,000 types of 1,000 different drinks, 300 different kinds of beer. They've got it all. Jared is just a happy man when he walks through there. He has worked through – how many countries have you worked through at this point, Jared?
I think I got about 23 countries.
23 countries finished at this point.
Do you have a favorite country so far?
America.
I wasn't expecting that. I love that.
I love that, Jared. Okay, it's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. It's a great place to go. Again, Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes, and that leads us to tonight's game is?
It's Clovis East at Foothill here in Palisadro.
And what time's that going to start?
It starts at 7:30.
7:30 right here on KCNR 1460. You want to listen to high school football, here it is. All right, we'll be right back. It's a quarter. It's a quarter till 9, 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Journey. Carl Hildebaugh, good morning, everybody. It is about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 on Friday. Big things going on. You got the show and shine for the Air Force Memorial down in Anderson. You've got so many things going on this weekend and coming up here in this next week. It's 59 degrees going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be about, it's going to go up tomorrow in the 90s for Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, Linda Singh at the View 202 from 11 to 2. Last show there of the whole season is going to be at the View 202. And so last chance to hear and have a good brunch and be up there on the river. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice, if you're going to buy a gun, whether it's short, a pistol, or a long gun, you go to Bastiani Arms. They have everything, all the shooting accessories that you could possibly want when you're shooting, of course, ammo. Gunsmithing, that is just outstanding if you need anything done with your your weapons. And their customer service is just fantastic. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans. It's really a great place. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Hey, I want to read something. I hate to read things, but I want to read something about tax. And this is the front page of the Record Searchlight. Front page, top of the fold, above the fold, leading headline. Taxpayers feel pension deal pain. Law passed in 1999 to cause $5.4 billion this year. Everything we're talking about, unfunded liabilities. With the stroke of a pen, Gray Davis signed legislation that gave prison guards, park rangers, California state professors, and other state employees the kind of retirement security normally reserved for the wealthy. More than 200,000 civil servants became eligible to retire at 55. What's that like? And in many cases, collect more than half their highest salary for life. California Highway Patrol officers could retire at 50 and receive as much as 90% of their peak pay for as long as they live. Proponents said that the promise would impose no new costs in California taxpayers. The state employees pension fund would grow fast enough to pay the bill in full. They were only off by several billion dollars, and taxpayers will bear the consequences for decades to come. This year, state employee pensions will cost taxpayers $5.4 billion, at least. I'm throwing in there the at least. That's more than the state will spend on environmental protection, fighting wildfires, and the emergency response to drought combined. All of those combined. And it's more than 30 times what the state paid for retirement benefits in 2000 before the effects of the new pension law. Senate Bill 400 had kicked in. Cities, counties, and school districts across California are now in the same financial vise. After state workers won richer retirement benefits, unions representing teachers, police, firefighters, and other local employees demanded similar benefits, and they got them in many cases. Today, the difference between what all California government agencies have set aside for pensions and what they will eventually owe amounts to over $241 billion. Unfunded liabilities. Thank you, Gray Davis. I'm glad it was recalled. This is where we're going here in Reading. This is what we're talking about when you talk about unfunded liabilities. We're not going to catch up with it. And then since the state's not catching up with it, they're going to have us pay more into it. That's why we're paying the same amount. We have the same budget for our police officers as we did 6 years ago, and we've got 33 officers less because of this law that's caused this. And I can tell you right now, the California Highway Patrol in the next year and year and a half is going to lose a third of their employees, both sworn officers and the support personnel, the admin people. Why? Because they're not staying beyond their time. They hit that 30 years. They are gone. Why? Because they'd be working for free, literally, because of this retirement system. The military has the retirement system isn't anything close to this. The original retirement system for the L.A. Police Department was based on the military. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yep. 20 years, you got 50%. You stayed longer. The longer you stayed, the higher that percentage got. Now, 90%. That 90%, if I had that one from the military, that would add at least another $1,800 a month or more to my take-home pay if I had that. based on your three highest years. And that's what it is, based on your three highest years of pay. So think about this, my friends. I mean, am I blaming the police or the secretaries or any of this? No. You know what? They are just reaping the benefits of what your elected officials gave them. Now, you can say, oh, the unions, it's the unions. Okay, say what you want. The union's job is to get them the best that they can get. Now, Gary Camp points out that they've got to remember that they're members of our community. And if the community fails, they fail. I understand that portion, too. But what are you going to do? If the police are already paying more into it than anybody else. They're paying part of the city's, you know, retirement benefits. So what do you do? Okay, so we give no pay raises. And they did this in the feds, in the military, in the federal government. Oh, no pay raises for how many years? And here's something else somebody told me, and that anybody gets a raise in the upper management here, that the way that their contracts are written is that Kurt Starman, if anybody in that upper management gets a raise, he gets a raise. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to give him a raise specifically, but then he gets a raise too. So then the question is, oh, we need these people to stay here. We need this quality. We can't find anybody to replace them. And I'm at this point where I'm thinking, have we priced ourselves out of the market? When you've got a town of Reading, what happens? And Kurt has only got a couple years left because Kurt's going to hit that 30. Look what happened to with the lawyer. He's 54 years old. Retired at 100 and something thousand, mm-hmm. Not 100,000, but like 120,000 a year. Our last lawyer is 54 years old, or 53. I mean, it was not a retirement age. So now he's gone on to do anything he wants. To add on to that, Mike Warren, and I'm not casting stones at Mike Warren. Mike Warren retired at a great deal of money, as everybody knows, and he picked up another job. It's not like he's sitting there on his porch rocking away. I mean, why would he? But the point is that we can't continue to do this. So when Leah Tate, who's going to be on Monday, we'll ask her about this. You know, I mean, we talk about unfunded liabilities, but this is now a front page news that finally the Record Searchlight rolls in here with this. And we're going to keep this page in hand to people as they walk in. And we're going to talk about that. We're talking about raising taxes here in the city of Reading. We're talking about raising not just the sales tax, but we're talking about raising the cost of water, sewage, and garbage at the same time. $11 a month, $100-something a year. And then you get in, so it's only a couple cents. It's only going to cost $4. Well, let's think about that. When you get like four new taxes in each one of them, oh, it's only going to be $4 or $5. All of a sudden it's $20 and it's $25. A month, and then $50 a month, and then it comes up to $100 a month, and all of a sudden, I'm on a fixed income, and I've lost 10% of my buying because we're raising cost of water, sewers, garbage, and the price and sales tax here in town. It's just at a certain point. At a certain point, it's going to be enough.
And well, what do we have to do to make that? What do you mean?
I don't really know what to do about this because we've gotten ourselves into this thing, or we didn't, but Gray Davis, when he signed the stroke of the pen in 1999, that started this mess. And so now you've got people that are making, a college professor making $150,000 a year. Come on. $150,000 a year for a college professor? I mean, that's the state's paying for out of our taxes? I don't know. I people are all upset about, how much money people make. Oh, gosh, this person makes this much, about the head of the drug corporation. And they said, if you know the EpiPen thing and how people are upset because it costs $600, the EpiPen. So they got the lady that's in charge, the woman in charge, of the Mylan, and they asked her about this, and guess what she says? Well, that's just the way it is. They are not sorry. She blamed the complexity of healthcare, her name's Heather Bresch, of the healthcare system for making it appear like Mylan reaps huge profits for EpiPen. They make $100 per pack, per two-pen pack.
Really?
$100. And you would think, well, that's kind of a lot. She thinks her compensation is average for the industry. How much does she make? $18.9 million a year in total compensation for 2015. And she says, hey, I'm just in the average. I'm just the average for a CEO of one of these companies. And then,
wow.
And people go, well, that's awful. That's an awful lot of money. Then you look at Colin Kaepernick, who is making that much for not playing football.
Right. For kneeling on the sidelines.
Yeah, for kneeling on the sidelines. Anyway, so the whole thing is that, I hated to end. I hate to end Friday like that. All these great things are happening.
They're wonderful things. So you just went off in this, yes.
Okay. A lot of things, great things happening this weekend. You got Show and Shines. You've got the EDC is having a great thing today at 11 o'clock. You've got next week, we've got the Paisano Days coming. You're singing on Sunday.
We're going to go Saturday night to go see
Riders in the Sky.
Riders in the Sky at the Cascade. You're going to wear your cowboy hat. We're going to be dressing cowboy attire. It's going to be so much fun. And then Sunday, come out to jazz.
At View 2.
And you're teaching shooting classes.
All weekend long.
You'll be in heaven.
I'm in heaven. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason.
Last night was what a lawful demonstration looks like.
Charlotte, North Carolina Mayor Jennifer Roberts noting that after a couple of violent nights on her city streets, last night was more or less peaceful, with most protesters behaving themselves. Charlotte does remain under a midnight to 6 a.m. curfew, and Police Chief Kerr Putney says that's helping to keep the peace.
It is a tool in the tool belt to help us maintain order. Employing that curfew, I do have the discretion to use some discernment and judgment in how we implement or enforce that, meaning as long as people are being peaceful, and for the most part they were, I don't have to be the aggressive party.
The chief also says a suspect is under arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of a protester Wednesday night. Putney says video helped authorities identify the suspect. The Oklahoma State Medical Examiner's Office says the man killed by